The Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus came to his native place and taught the people in the synagogues. They were astonished and said, "Where did the man get such wisdom and mighty deeds? Is he not the carpenter's son? Is not his mother named Mary, and his brothers James, Joseph, Simon, and Judas? Are not his sisters all with us? Where did this man get all this?" They took offence at him. Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honour except in his native place, in his own house. He has not worked many mighty deeds there because of their lack of faith." Who has the greatest faith? Someone who believes something which is easy to believe, or someone who refuses to believe something which is impossible to believe? You might say surely the first, because how can you have faith if you do not believe? But in fact, faith isn't faith if there's no capacity to disbelieve. We can't be persuaded that something is not true, then we don't really believe anything, because we believe everything. That's not belief, that's foolishness. The villagers of Nazareth do not believe in Christ. That's surely a failure of faith. A lack of faith is what it's called. And yet they don't believe because they know what they're being asked to believe. They understand better than many others who do believe that he is the Christ, because they know he is fully and completely human. They saw him grow up. Those who were old remember him as a child. They know he is part of the web of family, of relationships, of friends. He is from Nazareth. He is a human being from Nazareth. That's not something they believe, that's something they know. It would be unreasonable for them to deny that. And yet it's precisely because they know he's human that they cannot believe that he is the Messiah. But the Messiah is God made man. Others believe in a different sort of Messiah, a Messiah who's merely a very powerful human being. Or perhaps someone who appears to be human but is really God in disguise. Plenty of evidence or examples of that in the Old Testament. People of Nazareth know they're being asked to believe something they cannot begin to understand, that God has become a human being in every aspect of a human being's life. A human being who is born, brought up, taught, fed, cared for, becomes an adult. Not a human being who suddenly appears out of nowhere. And they do not believe that, because they cannot. It's too much. Their unbelief has more to say for it than the belief of others who have a very simple view of Christ, the wrong view. And because they know that it takes more than human power to believe that, they are the preparation for our faith, because faith is always a gift. We cannot believe what is impossible to believe. Not because the thing is impossible, but because we think it is impossible. But God can teach us, and only God can teach us, what is truly possible. Most of all, only God can teach us that God can truly, undeniably become human. That is something impossible for our imagination, but not for God.